Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. We've gotten a real news person to help us understand what happened yesterday. This is from NBC4's news broadcast about the sonic boom heard over D.C. yesterday.
We now know what caused that sonic boom. Many of you heard it this afternoon, really all across the D.C. region, from Annapolis through the district and well into Northern Virginia. 911 centers lighting up with calls, folks reporting a loud boom that shook their homes, really shook the entire region. Good evening. Thanks for joining us for News 4 at 6. I'm Drew Wilder. That noise startling families, shaking those homes, as we mentioned, and others capturing the boom on their Ring cameras. Listen. All right, so here's what we know so far. That sonic boom came from fighter jets. They were scrambled from Joint Base Andrews after a small plane lost radio contact. The jets later determined the pilot was incapacitated, and that plane ended up crashing into the mountains in rural Virginia.
Okay, that's the information. Obviously, this is a tragic accident for the people that were on board the plane. It's my understanding four people passed, and our condolences to their family. And apparently, the believed cause of this plane is that they lost cabin pressure. The pilot was incapacitated. The plane then defaulted to try to return back to where it was coming from. And maybe they didn't have the fuel. I don't know. My question is, did you hear the boom? Because I did not. I was playing golf. What? I don't even know what time this happened. I'm trying to locate that information. My buddy sent me a text around 4:45 yesterday afternoon, which I was like home. I was around. I was like out in the yard with my little girl. So, Jeff, you claim you heard it, correct?
Not only did I hear it, JP, it shook our house. I thought Thanos came in our house, man. Dude.
What time of day was it?
It had to be, I think it was like 3 o'clock.
Okay. That sounds about right.
And we were sitting down.
Well, so let me ask you. Your place is eastern side of the city. How far are you from Andrews?
From Andrews, probably about 15 minutes.
So by the time those planes get up in the air, and then they got to hit cruising speed, and then they hit sonic speed, right?
I don't even know. I just know it sounded bad. Like Friday, someone ran into
I saw that on your Instagram.
Someone was running from the police and ran into a daycare. I thought someone ran into our house. I ran downstairs, and then I was like, yo, what is that? And no one could give an answer. We thought someone had fell at first upstairs. Then we realized there was nobody upstairs. Then, of course, you know what we turned to for the quickest news in the world? Twitter.
Twitter.
And it was just going crazy yesterday.
Landville, did you hear the sonic boom?
I did not hear it, no. The first I saw it was actually Grant Paulson started tweeting that he heard a boom.
Did Grant hear it?
Apparently.
I wonder if there's like, now I don't know where Grant was at the time. He lives in Alexandria, which is kind of the eastern, if you were to divide the D.C. area in half, Alexandria would be on the eastern side. Jeff's on the eastern side. By 3-4 in the afternoon, I was on the western side of the city towards, you know, where I live. Yes, Slamville. Couple theories. Fairway Airways says the sonic boom was actually Mullen's car leaving the drive-through Pizza Hut.
It could have been. I actually do that fairly leisurely because you don't want to, you know, when you get the pizza and it's so hot, you can't make sudden movements or maybe the cheese starts sliding. All right. But I was at that drive-thru Pizza Hut yesterday.
Were you?
Yep.
Never know.
It was at like 4:45.
Let's go to the phones. Marcus is in Springfield. Marcus, you hear the boom?
Marcus in Springfield?
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. I didn't hear it. I was at work in Cleveland Park, but my girlfriend lives in Glenard, like 10 minutes from Andrews. Shook the house. A car alarm's going off. She called me and was like, oh, I think there was a massive explosion near my house. And happened around 3 o'clock. And apparently, yeah, the plane went down over in Staunton.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
F-16 fighter jets.
All right, so I got people texting me all sorts of information here. Apparently, the boom happened at 3:30 in the afternoon, 3:28 p.m. They scrambled the jets at 3 o'clock. I didn't hear it. Glen Arden is, again, kind of by FedEx, right?
Yeah, that's literally like 10 minutes down the street from me.
I wonder if this is a simple east-west thing. Because everybody, Brian's calling from Centerville. This isn't Beamish, is it? All right, Brian, nah. You are the furthest west caller we've gotten so far. Did you hear the boom?
So, no, I live in Aldi. I'm only in Centerville right now, but my wife was in Occoquan with my daughter doing archery, and she heard it. And when she got home, she goes, "Did you hear the boom?" We did not hear it in Aldi, but she heard it in Occoquan. So, and they were out in the middle of like the woods doing archery.
All right. So. Well, in Aldi's quite far west, so that adds up. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks, buddy. It almost sounds like, I feel like, you know how when winter storms are coming, somehow 95 is always the dividing line? Like west of 95, snow, east of 95, sleet.
You got to use it as a landmark for something.
Besides traffic.
I can't believe you didn't talk to that guy more about archery. That guy mentioned archery like four times.
What's my go-to question about archery?
I have no idea, but it's the only thing that I was interested in after he mentioned archery.
Is this Matt?
They were in the woods doing archery.
Matt's calling from Andrews? Okay, maybe Matt has some information for us. Matt, what's up, dude?
What's going on, boys? How are we?
We're good, man. So you're at Andrews, Joint Base Andrews?
Yes, sir. I am stationed here.
Can I ask a question? Can I still call it Andrews Air Force Base, or do I have to call it Joint Base Andrews?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, when you think of Andrews, you think of it as an Air Force base, but we, you know, technically Joint Base Andrews, but if you call it Andrews Air Force Base, it won't matter because it's labeled like that on a ton of things. So,
Matt, I've heard the golf course over on the base is pretty dope. What do I need to do to play that golf course?
Hell, get my information down. I'll get you on there.
All right. I'd love to, dude. I'd love to.
Yeah, no. So, well, actually, Friday, Sunday, I had a tee time. I got canceled because El Presidente decided he wanted to play, so they canceled tee times for a few hours.
Hold on. I know Obama used to play there all the time. Biden's playing golf?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually got a hell of a story. So I was actually stationed here. Well, my dad was stationed here when I was a kid, right?
Oh, wow.
And he and my grandfather went to play, and this was back in 05, 06. And he and my grandfather went up to the clubhouse. It was a busy day, so there was, like, no carts available. So when my dad and my grandfather come out of the clubhouse, they see this one cart, and they go, oh, my grandfather goes, why don't we just take this one? My dad goes, well, I don't know. It was kind of reserved. Well, they take it. It has a presidential seal on the front. It's got presidential towels on the back, stocked with water bottles, and it's a cart with, like, AC in it. They finish their 18, and they're sitting on the bar, and they're overlooking. All of a sudden, you see Condoleezza Rice pull up in a random golf cart, not her golf cart, which they happened to take when they went to play their 18, and leaving her with the standard golf cart.
Matt, you've lost me. Oh. I'm stoned like Jeff. You lost me there in the golf cart talk. I'm going to get your information because I want to come play it out there. But let's talk about yesterday. So were you on the base when the jets got scrambled?
Yes. So
what happens? Is there like an alarm?
Yeah. So there's like a – D.C. is super restricted airspace. Like you can't fly there unless you have the utmost access to that. So that's why you see a lot of white and blue helicopters fly around.
Right.
You know, all and the certain landing strips for Reagan aren't really over D.C. They're just like on the Virginia side of the like the connect. So there's this jet that was heading to New York that for some whatever reason decided it needed to turn around, and it went over D.C. It hit the border of restricted airspace.
Where did it enter the restricted airspace? Like what part of the city?
So kind of northeast side, kind of like if you were going around up towards Baltimore, and you're kind of
like over Baltimore by Catholic thing. University, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it cleared over and it went over towards like the Georgetown side. So it didn't really hit over the White House or anything, but it went like over the Georgetown side.
Okay.
And it wasn't being it wasn't communicating.
At what point does the base get like activated and alerts and alarms and all that?
The minute that nobody responds and it's on trajectory. So
it turned around up at the top of Maryland, it seemed. Is that about right? Like just past Baltimore,
yeah,
kind of started turning around.
So yeah, just about there.
Like when do you, and so are there people like monitoring this all the time?
All the time. It is communication between Reagan, national security, and us. So it's like a triad of people communicating with each other.
So once it clears Baltimore and it's coming back and it's clearly headed towards the city, are you guys on high alert at that point?
Kinda.
And when does high alert become scramble the jets?
High alert becomes scramble the jets as soon as you're over D.C. and there's no communication with the plane.
How quick? So this jet, I don't know how fast it's going, but it's I got people in my mentions on Twitter telling me this is a very legitimate private jet. This is a Cessna Citation. This is a real deal plane. So
yes.
How quick can this? So this plane enters over in Northeast. You guys are in Andrews, which has got to be 10 miles outside of the city. How fast can your jets get to that jet?
If I had to estimate or give a guess, if we got the guys in the planes and on the runways and go, we could get from Andrews to DC airspace in under 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, that's.
And then the sonic boom, they're going well over 500 miles an hour.
When does the sonic boom hit? Like, what is the mile per hour? Like, at what point does that go?
Scientifically, I couldn't give you that answer. I just know it. Loud noise makes boom my ears. I get retirement and VA benefits.
How loud was it on the base?
So, taking off, we hear them all the time. So you're like, oh, okay, jets are going. But then when you start hearing them going really hard, it's like. Where the sonic boom hit was kind of off base, so it wasn't as particularly loud as you would assume, but it's loud enough to where we were like, oh, that's a different sound for us because we were used to hearing them take off.
Yeah, that's interesting. Can I ask a question? And perhaps I'm being naive here. If that plane is into the city and it takes you guys 5 minutes to get there, I mean, obviously this was just a freak accident, tragedy, but if it was somebody with ill intent, is that enough time?
I'm sure. I mean, there's other stuff that goes into the whole aspect of it. I mean, it's hard to really explain because
there's probably stuff you're not allowed
to
tell me, and I understand that, too.
I don't even know, but I do know that when things, happen, things are happening. I trust the boys in the planes to get going when they need to.
Sure. So do I. I certainly do. Dude, I'm going to put you back on hold. Let's play golf at Andrews. I appreciate you calling in. So have you seen Biden play golf, physically?
Physically, no, but I've seen him. I've seen where all the cars and everything come into the parking lot of it as I'm pulling out.
Let me be clear. It sounds like you're a golfer. I'm a bad one, but I'm a golfer.
I am a golfer is a relative term.
Sure.
I enjoy golf.
I enjoy golf. This is not, Landfill, let me be clear to you, Jim, Andrew Mullins, this is not political commentary. How far do we think Biden can hit it off the tee at this point? 100 yards? I hope he's playing the forward teaser. That's a slow round of golf, man.
Yeah, I think there's a reason they don't let everybody else play at the same time. Because I think pace of play is probably slower than normal.
I've been on the course with Obama a few times. He can hit it, man.
Oh yeah.
But he's much more fit, I would say. All right, thank you very much. I'm putting you on hold, dude. We're gonna come play out there. Get the beer cold.
Sounds good, sir.
All right. Thank you to Matt from Andrews Air Force Base. A lot of people are calling about the boom, Landini. We're going to take the calls. 11 a.m., Sam Fortier had a fascinating article about Eric Bieniemy's offense. He will join the program. Go nowhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.